News Radio WJPF. Not long ago, I was in Carbondale. I was shipping some stuff, and I ran into another friend I had not seen in many years who was also shipping some stuff. His name's Dale Ashman. He's joining us this morning. He's the Director of Veteran Services, Legal Assistance at SIU. Dale, first off, it was good to see you the other day, buddy.
Hey, good to see you too, Tom. How are you doing?
Good. And while we were sitting there and chatting, I was asking Dale what he's doing. He was talking about this legal services that he's doing. And it was interesting because I think the first thing I said to Dale was, veterans come to me literally on a weekly, if not daily basis, looking for assistance because they're so frequently told no.
Yeah. So to be clear, I'm the director of the Veterans Legal Assistance Program at SIU School of Law, and what we do is we help veterans who've been denied VA benefits. So if you're a veteran, you've applied for benefits, been denied. We then assist with appeals of those. In association with that, we'll also assist veterans with discharge upgrades who have less than honorable conditions. If the reason for the discharge in less than honorable is related to PTSD or military sexual trauma.
You know, it's interesting because this comes up in different contexts. Let me give you an example. A veteran reached out to me recently, and he'd had a problem, issues with Social Security and because of his disability, and that he missed an appointment. Well, the reason why he missed an appointment is he'd suffered multiple concussions and has some pretty serious issues when it comes to memories. Disabled combat veteran with traumatic brain injuries, not uncommon with memory loss, you know that, and then paired with PTSD. And so he's working with this, and they said, well, you missed your meeting, so no. But you don't understand, I don't remember from one thing to the next. So there was no offer to reschedule. He had a physical with a doctor, and then it seemed the whole objective was to prove he could work. Then he got a letter saying, yes, they deemed him fit to work. And this goes back and forth, and this is a guy who literally was in the northeast of Afghanistan and has two Purple Hearts, but once again, is time and time again, when he asks for assistance, is told no. And sometimes the problems are what limits him from meeting the mark to be able to receive the assistance.
Yeah, and that happens also with the examinations that the VA will set with VA retained contract doctors. It's a recurring problem. All I can say is, if you have a situation like that where you have a veteran who is just have them reach out to the clinic. You know, we are, we're there particularly for low income veterans. I want to make that really clear. We're part of our clinic is part of the Illinois Armed Forces Legal Aid Network. If you have a pen, the number is 855-452-3526. And so what the situation you're describing is, frequently we'll have veterans who are, as you described, they have near or total disability. And so we'll help them particularly if they've applied for total disability, individual unemployability benefits through the VA. Frequently they will also seek Social Security benefits. All I can say is if send that individual our way, and we'll do what we can for him.
Right. Well, you said this guy, among other things, he lost a leg. He's got PTSD, multiple brain traumas. I was kind of curious, when veterans hear no, I mean, what's the most likely reason that a veteran is denied when it comes to VA and other sources?
Well, Tom, the type of veteran that you're describing there, it probably already has 100% disability. Most frequently, the veterans that we'll see that do not receive benefits is because they can't show, they have a current disability, but they can't show the nexus between the current disability and their service. And that's because there's often a lapse of time. And you have a medical examiner from the VA who says, no, there's no nexus between the two. And so that's the point of our fundraiser on October 1st, is to obtain independent medical evaluations for the veterans who have been denied benefits.
All right, good, because you just literally answered my next question. I was told you've got a barbecue fundraiser coming up, and somebody'd actually already sent me a message asking about it. saying, what should I do if I can't pick up my barbecue on October 1st? Apparently, he wants to be on the fundraiser, but he's worried he wouldn't be able to pick up the fundraiser. So can you tell us quickly about the fundraiser, when, and the ins and outs there, Dale?
Sure. It's on October 1st. The pans are it's a pork shoulder, be shredded, 8 to 10 pounds, $45. And you can pick them up between 11 and 1 at 378 Haney Road in Carbondale. All right. That's if you go to 13 and Reed Station ahead north, Haney's on the right after the Big Hill.
So how many people are coming, Dale? Now, what's interesting is, I'm sorry, and this is ignorance on my part, I didn't know what you were doing. I very often, when a veteran comes to me and says, I've got a question about this, this, or this, I try to pick the right place. Usually I end up in a congressman's phone queue somewhere. And but if I'm getting this many phone calls on such a regular basis with such profound stories, how busy is your office? What numbers are you seeing, Dale?
Well, that's the interesting part, and it's part and parcel of COVID that our numbers are actually down. I think it's a component of people not really being aware of our clinic and the services that we offer. So our clinic number is 618-453-8797. And again, you know, if you've been denied VA benefits, you need a discharge upgrade, call us. You know, we have a network that we work with that if I can't help you, I will do my level best to find someone that can help you.
Now, okay, I'm because when Dale talks about finding somebody to help you, because there's a couple of issues that are more recent. That's that what I call the burn pit legislation. It's got a much more sophisticated name other than that. So I'm expecting you're going to be seeing a new group of people there. While at the same time, I've got friends who are in Vietnam who are still issues. I've got a friend of mine who was so happy to see him stop by the studios recently. He had just received a lung transplant because of the Agent Orange had turned his lungs into basically fibrous material.
Right.
And boy, I tell you what, it's good to see him looking so good. So you're talking about a rather long span of time of veterans in which from Vietnam to, you know, right, the last 60 years, you're still seeing people across this entire time spectrum ask for help.
Yeah, that's right. The PACT Act is what you're referencing, and it's so that expanded VA health care benefits. Related to burn pits, you know, the Gulf War, particularly from August of 90 to essentially the present. And it also expanded the geographic region for the use of tactical herbicides. So Agent Orange and the like, which was used in Vietnam, has now been expanded to veterans that served on flight lines, you know, because they used these herbicides to clear, you know, the triple canopy jungle around airfields in Thailand and Korea and other locations. So the recent PACT Act has expanded the cohort of veterans that are now presumptively able to enjoy benefits from the VA.
All right. Before I let you go, Dale Ashman is joining me this morning. Dale is, with, of course, the SIU Law, but more specifically, Director of Veterans Legal Assistance. If somebody knows someone, and which is often the case, so I hear people saying, I know the person who needs this, what do I tell them to do? So if they want to reach out to learn information, share their story to see if you're capable of helping them, because if I'm correct, there is kind of a differential here. You're not a doctor, all right? This is really more about, I always kind of see this as more about administrative, maybe at some case, to get things done. And so how would they go about getting help from you and the rest of your staff, Dale?
Well, initially, I mean, if you're just coming in, you have a brand new claim, you want to reach out to a veteran service organization or a veteran service officer to get your claim filed. So I want to be clear that we're here to help when that avenue has broken down. And you need assistance getting your claim moving, it's been denied by the VA, and then we will step in at that point and do what we can for you.
Dale Ashman, SIU, Director of Veterans Legal Assistance, 732.